Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Nun Hei Masechta Ksubas. Some of the topics we're learning about include Ksubas Benin Dichron. One of the Tanoi Ksuba is Benin Dichron Dihave Lechi Minoi Inun Yartin Kesef Ksubasayich Yeser Al-Chalokin Demochoin. If his wife dies before him, when he subsequently dies, the sons of each wife will inherit their mother's Ksuba and it will not be equally divided among all his children. Let's explain. The word kesuba refers to both the 200 zuz and the wife's property, nechsi meluk, b'nechsi tzirin barzel, which she brings into the marriage. The kesuba obligates the husband to return these properties in the event of divorce or upon his death. In the event of her death, he inherits them because the first yerush of a married woman is her husband. Therefore, in our case where the wife dies before the husband, these properties now become his property, which when he subsequently dies are minatara, inherited by all his sons, both those he had with her and those he had with other wives. However, the Chacham initiated that only his sons, who are also her sons, inherit these properties. In order to encourage fathers to provide their daughters with a large dowry so that men will be interested in marrying them. The Gemara cites several machlokes between Pumbedisa and Mosa Machasya. Kesubas benin dichron mimeshabdi. If the sons collect their mother's kesuba from karkoyes mishubadim, properties that were sold to others. If an almana must make a shvua for collecting her kesuba when metaltli less nhu beinayu, her husband prepared metaltlin for the kesuba and they were lost. If an almana must make a shvua for collecting her kesuba when yichud lo aru b'chad metzra, he prepared karka and wrote a shtar which only indicated one boundary of the property. A person wants to give his friend a matnas karka, property, and amala edim kisva b'chasm b'havulei, and he instructs the witnesses to write and sign a shtar and give it to him, itzarach lemluche bei, whether the edim must consult with the nisen before writing the shtar, whether he wants to record this gift in the shtar. Two ways to understand the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya in the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek regarding Tosefes Ksuba min Erusin, if an arus is entitled to the additional benefits included in the ksuba. Some of the terms and concepts we're learning about include almona minichse yisoimim loytifra el b'shvua. A widow who collects her ksuba from her deceased husband's properties, which were already transferred to the yisoimim, orphans, is required to make a shvua, an oath that her husband did not pay her ksuba. Because chashinon demetzrori atfasa, there's a possibility that he prepaid the ksuba while he was still alive. As Linam Basar Umdana, Bezdin considers the intent of Stam B'nei Adam, people in general.